B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's 2:46, Mike Missinelli Show. This is, in effect, a football Friday, but on Thursdays, at this time, we go to our ace, the man with the stats, Paul Hembakaitis. You know him as Hembo on the ESPN morning show. Get up. Hembo double statted me today. Hembo, first of all, before we get to the crux of this game, it's interesting, the stats on Carson Wentz and his percentage at home as a starter, which I didn't even realize. 727 win percentage at home as a starter.
Yes, that number's significant, but I have a number for you in just a couple minutes that's going to make you feel a lot less good if you're going to lay a few shekels on this game.
Oh, no. Okay, yes, yeah, all yes, right. Well, so we'll get into that right now, but let's just set the backdrop. Eagles have never lost to the Jets. 10-0 all time. Margin of victory has been 10 points per game, and this looks like it could be even worse.
It sure does. I mean, right now this number's around two touchdowns, as you know, and the Jets are still figuring out what they're going to do at quarterback, and frankly, neither option for them is a very good one. You have one guy without a spleen, and you got the other guy that can't even throw the ball down the field for 10 yards. So, yes, I mean, this is a runaway gimme.
I don't believe you. You went spleen on the guy.
He's got a spleen, man. He's got a spleen.
All right. So let's get into one. Let's talk about the slow starts. And how we focus on those.
Yeah, I, for one, am sick and tired of those. On a per-drive basis, Mikey missed, the Eagles are the number four offense in the league in quarters 2 through 4, averaging nearly 3 points per possession. But they've been outscored 27-10 in the first quarter behind what I would describe as a passive game plan, and the result is very little game control. The Eagles have taken the exact same number of offensive snaps with the lead in 4 games, 53, as the Jets have in 3 games.
Now, they changed it up a little bit last week. And they did execute a game plan that we thought they needed to do against that team, right? So wait, do you feel that's going to change the way they do things from this point on?
I don't. The Eagles bludgeoned the Packers' nickel and dime defense with 156 yards on 29 carries last Thursday, and I expect they'll enjoy a similar strategy on Sunday, and here's why. The Jets use 5 defensive backs in nickel with 73% frequency. That's 15% more than the league average. Secondly, the Birds can take a page out of Remember the Titans by running left side, strong side. The Jets allow 3 more yards per rush on attempts to the left than they do to the right.
Wow. Left side, strong side.
Yes, sir.
That's Bertier.
Jason Peters, Sayamalu. I think those guys are going to get some work done on Saturday.
That was Bertier and Julius, of course. All right. Le'Veon, it's amazing like how star players end up in bad situations. Like Le'Veon Bell, do you think he's happy?
I don't think he's happy.
With the Jets? What's he doing?
I mean, he's got his money, but he doesn't have his numbers. With all the questions surrounding the Jets quarterback play, like I just mentioned, we got one with a spleen. One thing is for certain. Le'Veon Bell is going to get his. Through 3 games, Bell has accounted for 48% of Jets' yardage and 59% of their touches, the highest marks for any player on any team. But 62% of those touches have failed to gain even 5 yards, and only 2 of 76, have resulted in 20-plus yard gains.
Wow. All right. Now, I've already decided that I'm going to bet $3,000. to win 400 on the Eagles. It's minus 750, so I got to bet $3,000 to win 400. But if you're picking against the number, you're saying stay away.
Yeah, I haven't found anyone willing to pick the Jets outright, obviously, but the numbers show that you might want to stay away from the Eagles with the number. So Doug Peterson, he's failed to cover 9 of his last 10 games as a home favorite dating to week 16 of the 2017 season. Further, Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz are 1-7 against the spread at home over the last 2 seasons. Only Pat Shurmur and Eli Manning own a worst cover percentage over that span.
See, now, does that make sense? That seems like just a total coincidence stat.
Why is that?
I don't know. Well, why is that a trend? Because it's a different personnel, and so you're saying that what they're not good at home covering a number.
I'm saying that I think Vegas is puffing their line. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
The Eagles win this game by double digits, but but think about some games past. We thought we were only given 5 against the Lions, right? These things have sort of added up recently, and Wentz and Peterson haven't been on the same page. I just think coincidentally, yes, a lot of those games have been at home, but they've puffed some lines for us, and some folks like me have really paid for that.
All right, so there's no way they can lose this game. Wouldn't you bet $1 million on the Eagles just to win a little bit?
Well, because I guess I'm not that confident. You know, if Carson...
Well, listen, borrow from Greenberg.
What if something happens to Carson Wentz's spleen in the first quarter? I mean, that's what I'd be concerned about if I'm laying a million.
But McCown can't even lose to this team.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right. The Football Power Index, which went up significantly after that victory against the Packers. Where do we stand right now?
Yeah, entering week 5, our Football Power Index gives the Eagles a 46% chance of reaching the playoffs and a 30% chance of winning the division. But those numbers can obviously shift on Sunday. Should the Eagles win and Cowboys lose, those percentages jump to 53 and 40, respectively. FPI gives the Eagles a 76% chance to beat the Jets, and the Cowboys a 60% chance to beat the Packers.
All righty. The gauntlet is ahead. It's not going to be this game. Hembo, tremendous stuff. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Honeymoon was good?
Oh, the honeymoon was outstanding. I still got that glow, baby.
Fantastic.
You're a good man.
All right, there he is, Hembo from Get Up. And earlier today, he sent me these. I wake up in the morning to Hembo stats.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.